on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm, and tonight I have with me Jenna, Death by Gucci, Jennifer, the Mafia Wars Loot Lady, and Mike Nestor of the Hopper.
Raising hell.
Of the Hopper instead of in the Hopper.
Of the Hopper.
Hell in and out of the Hopper.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Troublemaker.
Yeah. Stirring the pot. Pot stirring.
Mm. Gotta do something.
Oh, yeah. He is having issues with
people.
Yeah.
No, I don't have issues. They got issues.
You're so antisocial. That's why we keep you in the Hopper.
It cracks me up in this game how if somebody gets attacked, they act like it's such an offense. And
it's not as bad as it used to be.
I think it's worse.
You do?
Yeah, there's so many, so fewer players that the same people are getting hit over and over by people. And then they're just making it out like it's all, you know, everybody all over the top of them. And it's just like, oh, get over it.
I know. Well, whatever.
I mean, fighting is so bloody slow in this game nowadays anyway. That it's like
ridiculous.
No one really wants to do it. So then why are you complaining? Why are you complaining? Why are you complaining? Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself? Why are you hitting yourself?
It's the syndrome there. But it is the game where you are supposed to attack people.
I know.
And I can see if the same person's attacking you day in, day out, and you can't even stay alive. That's a problem.
Yes, I agree with that.
But this whole couple attacks here, couple attacks there. And why are four members of your family attacking me? And you just get all these inbox messages, and, you know, I feel bad. I don't like to ignore people. I try to respond to them all.
Yeah.
And then if you say it's the fight list, no, it's not. We verified. It's coincidental. And it's like, no, because there's only like 10 players left.
I know. Yeah. That seems like how it is. I mean, that seems like how my family is. And I only see two active, really.
And the arena has pulled away from the fight list because you don't show up on the fight list unless you're fully healed. So the more people that are doing arenas, they're not healing. They don't care about their health.
Yep.
And because we can level so much faster, I mean, I finally never miss out on daily progression because I get all my ices.
That's nice.
And so, I mean, where I used to struggle by maybe half of them,
yeah,
you know, I don't at all anymore, and I play the game less.
And they did add
guess what?
Damage category, but that's not active yet for most people.
Oh, it is on mine. I thought it was everyone's.
Well, the people that do have it active are saying, the ones that don't get like millions of ices where it doesn't matter, but the ones that do struggle to get 150 ices, they're saying that this makes it easier. That, like, they got all their total damage with about maybe 70 ices.
Ah.
So I think that category is designed to help players like that, like you, that it could take you all day to get 150.
Oh, yeah, because I just don't have that kind of...
Time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that.
But now you'll have to get less because they... the damage is going to count.
Yeah.
And it's right. A defined category. So some people are freaking out thinking that we have to do more. And I guess customer support told some people because since the change was made, families aren't able to level in progression. They're getting stuck.
Oh.
And hopefully that'll be fixed. But some were told by customer support that it's a new category and they have to master that too. But that's not true.
Hmm. What about these new little sort of quest-like things we're doing?
Oh, the daily fix.
Daily fix. Yeah, I didn't expect that.
No, it's so far it's not a big deal because the tasks are very simple.
Oh yeah, they're done without trying.
And the confusion people have is there's four different tiers. The bronze tier all has the same type of tasks. You're not going to get the same one as your friend, but throughout the week you'll probably all see duplicates, and they're easy.
Right, there's like, only 10 people playing, so
right.
So they only, it didn't take much to randomize that and that amount of tasks.
Exactly.
No, and we made a post asking people to write their tasks, but it's funny because every day on the wall, like 5 or 10 people will say, "My task today was this," and it's like, no, we don't care. We know what the bronze level tasks are. Then when we get to silver, we'll ask the community again.
Yeah.
I had asked Zynga for a list of all the tasks up until ruby, but I don't think they're going to give it to me.
Yeah.
They like self-discovery, but it never hurts to ask.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, you acted like you had news, Jana. What were you trying
to... Oh, no, this is so huge.
That's what she said.
I finally finished robbing.
Oh, you
got the level 10.
I mastered level 10 now.
Cool.
So I can say I accomplished a goal, and I was really proud of myself, but there's no like big pop-up saying woo or anything.
No, you don't get anything.
And so it was kind of sad.
I think they miss out on the opportunities to put those kinds of achievements in and things, because those are pretty significant. It's like getting to like level 100 and fight mastery and stuff like that too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly.
They miss opportunities that they could.
Well, because you guys know I was trying on that one just because I wanted that one finished. There's a few things I'm wrapping up.
Yeah.
You know what they did do that I find interesting?
What?
That's kind of goal-oriented. There's a charity event going on. And in the past events, we had to buy the items with cash instead of reward points. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people complain because they're like, well, I want to help. I want the item too, but I don't have a PayPal account or Facebook won't take my money or whatever. And so now it's just based on reward points. And what they did was they made a leaderboard for contributors.
Pretty cool.
And you win a chance to be in the game.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And I talked to the guy who was in first place.
Amit?
No, the one before him. I think Amit came back.
Okay.
And now he's in first place.
So maybe Joel or Moth.
No, I think Amit will probably stay there.
Yeah.
But I don't know him, so I want to try to ask him if he will share screenshots or news that they give him.
I had a friend named Amit a long time ago. I don't know if it's the same person.
So. I'll find somebody that knows him that can maybe be a liaison. Or I'll just write to him. But I feel weird when I write to people I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Even though they write to you all day long. And it's just not a big deal.
Yeah.
But oh, you know what else? I heard this week that they closed 3 offices down.
Which ones?
They closed Boston, Texas, and what was the third one?
They said they were going to do that a long time ago, right?
Isn't that strange, though? Because wasn't the Texas one open to be their mobile division?
I thought so. And, you know, I had really hoped to try to go for a job there at one point.
Yeah.
Way long ago.
That's where
Tex was trying to do that, too.
Yeah, and actually, he got pretty far through the interview process, and he doesn't even play anymore, so.
Oh, he doesn't?
Yeah, not at all. In fact, it was funny. He posted on something on my wall the other day, and he realized that Mike Nestor had deleted him, but it was actually the Spocklet that cleans out your
Facebook friends.
Yeah,
Facebook
friend. He got removed, and so Mike nicely added.
Remember the forum moderator Alcatraz?
Uh huh.
He's in the Austin division.
Huh.
So you know what else it was? It was New York, which is huge.
Yeah.
Texas, New York, and Boston. So makes you wonder if everything will eventually be outsourced in San Francisco is what my guess is.
Probably so. Well, they built that bit. I mean, when we were out there, they were building that big, huge facility. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they definitely had the space within their main offices to be able to do a lot of it and not require, you know, separate sub-sites throughout the states.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, and nowadays we live in such a world that's so remote user friendly that it doesn't even take, you know, a physical presence in some states anymore. You can People work out of their houses and do.
Well, gosh, we get together once a week.
I know. Yeah, and we're across the every time zone there we're, is.
Yeah, we cover all the time zones.
And we joke about it. Not all the time zones in the world, but all the time zones in the States.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's just kind of interesting, though, that they've, you know, but like I say, I don't understand anyway with mobile remote workforce and stuff like that why they can't do a lot of the things they need to without having to have physical offices. So, anyway, I guess they figured that's what they were going to do.
Appears to be a lot going on there.
Yep.
Well, they're kind of venturing out into the gambling world, too. I know they have they have sites online for England. I don't know if they're live yet.
Well, what the deal is here is all in the legislature about whether they're going to allow online game or online gambling.
They allow it in Vegas, in Nevada.
Do,
And I think I remember reading something where Zynga a long time ago like applied for a Nevada gaming license, and I think they got it.
Yeah, and it made a lot of news this week with in the stocks because I think it's riding on different laws.
Yeah, because do you remember? You guys remember the well, it's still, I remember like it's gone, but it's still out there. It's not what it was a long time ago. Second Life,
that was
environment, and it bloomed and blossomed when it first came out because they had online gaming in there. And the problem they ran into was United States law said that they couldn't do online gambling because it wasn't federally regulated and all the other stuff that like Vegas has to go through with all their regulations and everything. And what they ended up having to do was they were only allowed to put games in Second Life that were that there was some skill involved. That it had to be a game of skill, not of chance.
Right.
And when it was no longer, you know, so it'd be very interesting to see if Second Life has a second coming. Second Life for Second Life. If the laws do change that allow more gaming online, because I mean, Second Life was the thing. I mean, there was a slew of gambling going on in there. I mean, and lots of money made and lots of money lost. But you know, it's interesting to see if that kind of comes to pass again. Mm-hmm. You know, and same thing along those lines for Zynga, that if they head into that market, you know, whether or not they'll be able to stay. I think most people just move all their stuff out of, and maybe that's the reason why they put their things in India, so that they can just host it all over there, and then, you know, they won't deal with the same rules and regulations as the United States. But
oh, brother.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah, so it's been a busy week there for Zynga, for sure.
Yep.
Thank God the week's over.
Yeah, and then speaking of your robbing, this isn't really the robbing that you did, but we've got a new Spocklet out called the Robbing Spray-O-Matic. And
is it live yet?
It's in the toolbar.
And what will this do
for everybody?
I believe so.
Or just beta? Okay.
And maybe, that's a good point. But it'll be out there before too long because it's running very smoothly. And for those people that have to do the choose to do the robbing sprees, which are the ones that you have to collect those levelators now for. Is that what it's called? Levelators?
Believers,
whatever. So you have to collect the believers. And then you can, that's the one where you peek at the individual properties and then you can decide whether or not to rob them or not. And so now there's a Spocklet out there that'll help you do all the click actions. And it works like a champ. So
that helps. You know what really bugged me about my big robbing spree is that I started it because I needed the boss consumables to finish the secret district.
Right.
And I have been robbing like a fool, and I'm not getting any at all.
I've seen a lot of people say that.
So then I'm going to talk to customer service about
this. And I keep meaning to test irritated. I can't.
I'm telling you, I was nowhere near it, and I robbed so much because I wanted the little...
Well, maybe
I call them the little magic wands, but you call them a crackling bat, whatever.
The magic wands.
Magical wands.
I'll try it when the next one comes out, and I think we're probably going to get a pay-to-play one soon, unless they stop doing that because they let us pay for the other one. Who knows?
Right, yeah. Right.
That but if they are still having that, we should get one soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try it.
I might be irritated enough to look for customer service. It's been a while.
I'm still trying to get them. I keep getting
really?
mess- that they're not available.
There's nobody there.
And I have an issue. I talked about it on the last show, that for the secret districts that you pay to redo, instead of a ruby item, when you master everything, you get a gold and then a silver and then a bronze. Yeah. And that's kind of BS, because if I master it, I want the ruby one. And I've been trying to get a hold of them to ask, and they're never there.
Oh, so what they've changed it to is that the first time you master it through, you get the bronze. The second time through, you get it the...
No, other way around.
Huh? Ruby? First?
Yeah, the first time I got the ruby, everything was great. Then I paid 50 reward points to redo it.
Oh, and then you got the gold.
Then I got the gold. And VLA, he did it all five times, or all four times. And he got one of each.
Yeah, that's pretty bogus. I would have thought you would have gotten the ruby all four times.
Yeah, and I think that's the way it's supposed to be, because I know some people that did get it the way it's supposed to be.
Oh, really?
And contact a customer support, we're told that that was the way it was. And it's not. It's so obvious.
You know what? No offense to customer support, but sometimes they are really clueless, you know?
It depends on the agent you get.
I know. That's why I said, no offense, but there are times that there are people there that are just absolutely clueless and tell the most asinine things about, you know, what's going on.
Oh, and then it gets put in the news feeds, and now all of a sudden there's a rumor.
Right.
And most likely it was a misunderstanding. They probably thought the person was saying they did all four levels.
Right.
And wanted four ruby items.
Yeah.
Not the case.
And in actuality, they're doing the district all those times, and they're not getting the promised rewards.
Right. Exactly.
And this should be fixed across the board. I mean, I shouldn't have to go to customer support and only get my account fixed.
Yeah.
That's what makes me mad, too.
Yeah, they should be able to go in and fix the error.
Right, and this is a bug. We wrote about it. We reported it, and I haven't seen anything about it.
Oh, I get so frustrated.
I know. And then another thing about this pay-to-play secret district, for those who haven't caught on to using the Spotcomb reward point protection, the button to reset it, again, for 50 reward points is right above where you asked for 2x loot boost. And I know so many people have clicked on it by mistake, and it just grabs your 50 reward points.
I love the protection.
Yeah, so if you haven't used that yet, now's the time to do it, or else.
Or lose else. Your reward points.
Because they're not reward points forever.
And I hope that customer service will open for you.
Well, how long have we been complaining about that, and then they don't do anything?
We've been complaining since the get-go. I don't know.
And then it was funny, because after Spotcomb made the reward point protection button, they changed it up a little bit, so the script broke. And I don't know if it was on purpose, it kind of looked that way, but then all of a sudden it didn't work anymore because they changed the icons
to those green, money.
Wait, it took like all of 30 minutes to fix it.
Yeah, it didn't take much. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, if they would just add their own confirmation, it would save them work. Because if somebody buys something by mistake, they're going to be pissed off and they're going to go to customer support.
Yep.
So while the agents are busy talking to these people, the people with real problems, because that could have been prevented, could be assisting those players.
Yeah.
It's just a mess. And same thing with this charity item. I've seen a lot of people being like, oh my God, I have three of these and I didn't buy any. And at first someone thought it was like a script was doing it, but then I talked to someone who doesn't use any scripts at all, and it happened to them too.
Right.
So you don't even know you're buying it when it happens. You just notice when you have the item or you have missing reward points.
Right.
You made me look and check.
Easy to fix with the Spotcomb toolbar.
Yeah, actually, speaking of the toolbar, there's two other things I wanted to point out this evening that I don't pay enough attention sometimes when one of the other guys slips something into the toolbar and it's like slipping you a Mickey or something like that. But anyway, in the toolbar, there's now, if you hover over the arena, Spartacus is listed as a Spocklet right there, so you can actually get to Spartacus for your arena without even having to go up.
I don't think it's dropping in the regular toolbar.
It will be. See,
We'll get it there.
We'll make sure that it gets there.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. I've been wanting to post about that, but every time I check, it's not there yet.
We'll make sure it's added to the regular toolbar. And we've actually been contemplating the use of that in other places where it would have similar type of linkage to tools that will help you with those individual things. And then the other thing I wanted to point out, and some people may have noticed, in that Union Hall that's on the front page where you collect your properties and all that stuff that shows up on your homepage, the Spock Home Toolbar adds an extra couple of links on your collection of the actual properties for collecting the individual portions of those properties. So you can collect your, you know, the Brazil, whatever it is. I'm blanking out. Anyway,
all your other goodies.
Yeah, well, here's kind of the catch. If you use the collect all buttons, which for some people they might want to, but if you use the collect all buttons, you don't get an opportunity to get the gems that are available in the game for some reason. The three items that you can collect, if you collect them all together using the collect all button, which is what Zynga puts in there, you can't get the gems for them. It's like a bug. And if you collect them individually, you actually get a chance at getting those. So if you're using something like Property Manager and you go into your collect property settings and you turn off or uncheck the collect all button, you'll get options to collect each of them individually. And then you could now start collecting a bunch of your gems that you're missing out on, you know, and they drop randomly, but
Helpful when you can cash them in.
Yeah, and statistically, yeah, they are. I mean, I went and I had like 8 sets of gems available to collect, and I think I got 750 health points and 110 attack. No, I actually got it was the best run ever.
Sometimes, you know, I have a good run, but then the last time I got to turn in 3 at the same time, and it was money 3
yeah,
times.
Right.
And
I'm
they should get rid of that because it takes so long to get all those gems, and then when you get Brazil real.
Yeah, I don't want that.
It's like a slap in the face.
Yep.
Please. And it makes you not even want to try again because you're like, screw it. I anticipated those gems for weeks.
It does make it really exciting when you actually get the, points. But
yeah,
I can't stand it when I turn them in and it's lame.
And then if you're using the property manager, in the top left-hand corner, there's a little dot. If you can see it, we call it like an Easter egg. And if you click on it, it will keep track of how many gems you've actually collected using the property manager. So, you know, it's just one of those things that if you've been playing a while, you may have heard this, you know, but if you haven't been playing a while or you haven't paid enough attention to your account, those collect all buttons, as convenient as they are, may be actually somewhat detrimental to, well, they are detrimental to your collection of those individual chances at getting your precious.
So pay attention.
Especially if you use anything on the homepage, because without the Spock Home Toolbar, you will get 0 gems.
Yeah.
The only way to truly get them in the game to bypass is to go to your actual property page and collect all.
Right.
Right.
And yeah. That bug's been around for too long for them not to fix it.
Well,
ever since.
So many.
I guess as long as they figure people are using the toolbar, then you don't have to fix it.
True.
You know, and it's not something that obviously hurts them any. They don't care whether or not people are not getting those gems or not. But it is, yeah, it is a bug that if you go straight to the properties, you can collect them. But if you collect them through the Union Hall, which you would, most people would for convenience, you know, you're basically losing out. So I just wanted to make that point. I'll speak of my silliness. I felt like such an end user the other day. I was in there using the property manager, and I was saying, I'm not getting gems. And this is weird because I've been collecting them now for months and months. And I said, something's just wrong. So I go into the configuration and do the collect properties, and I don't see the options to check the checkboxes for the special and for the money items in the columns for Brazil. And so I emailed Ike, asked whether or not something changed and all this other stuff. And then that's when he said, you actually have to uncheck the collect all, and then the other checkbox items become available. And so it didn't even dawn on me, you know, to uncheck it first to see the others, but it makes sense now that I did it. So my foolishness will be somebody else's, save somebody else some time and anguish trying to figure out why it's not displaying what they expect it to.
Mm-hmm. So. I made a noob mistake too this week.
Oh yeah.
Well, the, desktop notifications, Ike added the family boss fight.
Uh-huh.
And I'm so used, that's the only way to know if you got the Raven.
Right.
Because I don't know why Zynga has to hide that fact. So I got the notification for the Raven and I start robbing. I do that trick where you activate the robbing bonus in Brazil, London, and Chicago.
Right.
And I usually get about 20 reins of pain when I do that. And I got zero. And I was like, okay, whatever. And so then I start robbing in New York for like 2 hours. And I got zero reins of pain. And I was like, what the hell's going on? Screw them. I don't care about the Raven. And I threw a fit.
Once again, you don't
and so
care.
Then I went. I'm like, okay, let me see what I got to work with. And I went to the Raven page, and it wasn't there. And then I was like, oh, it's the family boss fight.
they got you.
They did. So, and I'm mad too because I wasted all those hours robbing. I could have been in the arena.
Yeah.
My family needs me in
leveling.
That's kind of funny. That is kind of the challenge of having so much to do. That's why I kind of like torn about this whole daily fix thing. Although it's easy, you know, for
it's
the most
easy
part,
now.
It's not, yeah, right. It's just one more chore.
Yeah.
You know, it's just
I'm not doing anything though. It's just all of a sudden completed. It's just me going about my regular tasks.
Yeah,
anyway,
but of it is specific. I mean, you have to go fight in a specific city or you have to.
Yeah,
go
but it's like twice.
Well, I know, but I'm saying that
but
you have to contact. If that's
do.
Not a place you normally
yeah,
go,
exactly.
You're not going to
you know,
catch
I
it in your normal day to day.
Because I take advantage of the, you know, what do you call it? The bonus.
The mercenary bonuses.
Yeah, I take care of them. Yeah, exactly.
One thing on that a lot of people are confusing is one of the tasks is to craft an item, and then there's another one to collect from the property. So if you don't read that right and you do the wrong thing, you're going to think it doesn't work.
So
we've seen a lot of people do that.
Yeah, I would wish, I mean, and they've already got it all lined up and everything, but I would wish on the daily take that, you know, if you have to ice two people, then don't put a requirement that it has to happen in a specific city. Or if you have to do a job or you have to do 20 jobs, then be random enough to say it could be done anywhere. You know, don't make it like the missions where you have to go to specific things at specific times. This is supposed to be, in my mind, you know, the daily fix is just something that I'm doing on a day-to-day basis to show that I'm still playing the game every day. It's almost like what we're doing with the daily take, going and clicking a button each day to say, you know, hey, we're here still. You know, I want to collect this one item. But, you know, make it where it's truly convenient and it is part of people's disciplined part
it's
of the
like
game.
The teacher doing roll call.
I'm
Pete
trying
Lundgren.
To do it.
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
He's sick.
Bueller.
Right when
Bueller.
I build my properties.
Yeah.
Oh, but you know what I high school flashback.
You know what I'm scared that will happen?
What's that?
Like right now we're seeing these like craft one item because we're on the bronze tier.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see if when we get into like silver and gold, if it's gonna say craft three items from your chop shop.
No, it'll be like craft
it'll
like
get more 300.
Craft
it'll
what?
Be like it'll be like craft 300. It'll be their extreme missions.
Right. Well, I'm waiting to find something that's going to cost reward points to do. And they're like, well, let's build you up and get you halfway through this. And then boom.
Yeah.
The future
and the rewards
aren't really that great.
Yeah.
You remember when Spock wasn't going to get involved with the new family stuff?
Yeah.
They'll be all over this before you know it as it evolves.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's going to be a challenge for like any kind of script to handle because you got to be able to really dissect what's going on and really it takes a lot of maintenance to make sure that it's being updated as new tasks or fixes are being, you know, added to the game.
Oh, that right. would be an interesting script though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So not impossible, like obviously, because you follow the button and the button takes you to wherever you need to go. But then you're going to have to make some kind of determination at that point of what you're going to do there, whether or not if it's an icing thing, you know, you're going to have some kind of script that goes out and attempts to ice people. You know, if it's it would be an interesting one nonetheless. So.
Right.
Anyone else? If you make it, the bots can copy it.
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting. We'll wait and see how long the robbing spree of O-Matic lasts before it's copied.
Too bad you can't patent your stuff, huh?
Yeah.
I like to see the names. I like how you named Spartacus after like a warrior type person, and then the copycat scripts had similar names.
Yeah.
Except for them. I won't name them because they don't deserve the recognition. But they couldn't even think of something else.
Well, it's actually funny because one of them is actually named after what our initial, one of our initial thoughts were for the script when we
for first the beta. Designed. Yeah, I remember when it was named that.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny that that's the one that they chose. But anyway, such is life.
They thought of it first.
Yeah, that's right. In 2010. Let's see, what else we got going on?
We got lots of stuff. Wow. That seems like there's just been so much. We have the family competition, the secret district, the robbing spree. That's all going on right now. We have new VIP loot, which it's kind of like it's the 12th month, believe it or not. At the end of this month, the VIP will have been around for a year. So we're on the 12th generation of that loot.
Now look at what you people have spent.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Karen.
What,
math later.
25 times 12 is like $300.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Plus whatever you spent on the side. Go ahead.
But the loot is kind of wimpy this time. It doesn't really help very much.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're offering people that haven't or and once did, they're offering you to go back to your status as where you were.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, because you're a member. Mine says VIP membership reward. Renew your VIP membership on or before March 14th and continue your progression towards silver gold tier. You will receive a white rhinoceros on March 15th as a special reward. And it has stats of 230 and 230.
Yeah, well, I have that.
Do you? Well, okay.
Where does it say
you'll pick up? It says I will continue my progression.
Oh, well, are they saying you'll continue your progression because you'll be a member or
if I renew before that date, which I will not do. So outsource some more. I don't know. I don't have it.
Oh, you'll have to send me a screenshot of it.
Okay, I'll do that.
And then I could can at least see do what that it says.
Yep.
But really, the main reason people did kind of jump on the VIP was this loot. Like there's other benefits, but they're kind of useless to many. Like, who buys skill point reallocations anymore?
Because I know they were exciting for a minute,
right? Now we have 2x property builds. Those are better. So if they would switch that where you could do that every day, that might be cool. And yeah, I guess it's cool to get the 50 reward points every week, but you can buy those for cheaper during marketplace promotions.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the extended property timer when you reach gold. That's cool, I guess, if you have trouble, but most daily players don't.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget what else they give you. That's about it. And just this loot. But if this loot is going to be where I can get things in game with equivalent scores, mm-hmm. is that worth $300 I spent for a year?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the answer.
Maybe not, you know?
For me, I don't really have an option because if I didn't have the VIP, then I couldn't really blog about it.
Yeah.
Right.
And well, I'd have to bug people for screenshots and it just wouldn't come out right.
Well, you pointed out once before you spent a lot more when you didn't have it.
I actually did, yeah.
I think a lot of people have said that to me as well.
You know, and that's kind of the thought. If, you know, you're spending, you know, $100 here, $100 there or whatever, then, you know, now you're spending, you know, $25 a month and balances it out and you can
that's the good
budget
point.
For it and whatever. And then, yeah.
Because if you give me 200 reward points in one chunk, they'll be gone the next day. When you give me 50 in a week, like when I start to run out and then all of a sudden it's like Monday and I'm like, oh, cool. I have 50 reward points. I don't need to buy them.
Yep.
So yeah, it has cut down my spending.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the case for a lot of people. I really do.
Mm-hmm. But if they made it better, maybe they would have more people.
Yeah. Oh, and I've always had this, you know, I've talked about this a million times. I guess also if the cost was only like $10 a month, you'd probably have more people in it.
Oh, you'd make more money too.
Yeah, because you have more people buying into it because, oh, what's $10? You know, heck, I can spend that at the grocery store.
I
can spend that, you know, getting coffee at the Starbucks or whatever. But
easy.
Yeah.
And then throwing a muffin, that's a definite tenner.
But $25 a month, you know, that's for some people, that's a pretty, you know, good chunk of money.
Yeah, what your budget can allow.
Yeah. Now, for some players, obviously, that's not an issue at all. That's, you know, $300 for the entire year. That's one night out on a weekend sometimes.
And, you know, honestly, I'd rather sometimes that be a night out on the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. So, yep.
Word.
Anybody heard of Chester quitting?
No, did I tell you guys I called and talked to him the other day?
I talked to him recently, too.
Talk to him a lot more often than I do anyway. You usually catch him at his going through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
But
what'd you talk about?
No. When I couldn't get a hold of you two to do the one show, what was it, after Valentine's or whatever it was? No, Super Bowl or after it, whatever.
Probably Super Bowl.
I kind of freaked out and didn't think we were going to get a show done. And so I called Chester and I said, hey, Chester, what's the chances of you coming on and, you know, just sitting down and we chat for, you know, half an hour and just make it the guy show again? He goes, well, I don't know. I'll get back to you. He never called me back, that dog.
That's so typical. I got a text message from him the other day, and, you know, he uses that U-mail thing where they can personalize voicemails for you.
Uh-huh.
And I get a text mail saying, call me. And I called. It was just the most messed up message he had left for me. And I was just, yeah, I had to call his number a few times to let my friends hear. But, you know, I don't actually talk to him very much anymore. And, you know, he's moved on. He's not working at TI anymore.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Another job change. And it's just, I think, just been...
Yeah, he loved what he did at TI, but he didn't get the benefits and everything. They kept keeping him as a contract laborer.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's he needed more than that to keep his family, you know, going and stuff like that. But
he's a good family man, and, you know, it's hard.
Oh, he should be on a podcast for a video game.
Oh, yeah, he'd be great.
We have all kinds of benefits.
We could throw in 3%, maybe.
Yeah. 3% or nothing. Get you every day.
I told him when I get ready to quit the game that I want him to do an exit interview with me. And we'll laugh about everything.
Oh, yep. You'll be around for a while.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know.
Well, it was funny. My boyfriend was asking me about the show. And he goes, does Jenna even play anymore? Because he never sees me talking to you like we used to and we played a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, she plays once in a while. And he goes, well, what's the point then? Because he's always trying to push the question of why do we do the show? And I said, well, it's good to have her there because most people that play are more casual players than, you know, the freaks like us. And I don't think, you know, without your input and insights, it would be as valuable.
Well, I look at things differently than you guys. I've never been, and in fact, you guys have taught me to look at things that I never even thought about looking at ahead of time. I didn't really follow so much of what you guys, the stats. Well,
you had some family rules that disallowed you from doing some of the stuff that we've been known to do.
That's true. Yeah, so, you know, now that I've gone rogue, I've learned a lot. And hopefully y'all have learned a lot too.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Because you'll bring up points I don't even think of. And I get criticized a lot on my blog that I think everyone plays the way I do. But I guess when you write something, you have to write it from your own perspective and what you know.
Right.
And I try to think about like what more beginner players would go through, but it's hard to do.
Yeah.
So when I get comments that point that stuff out or when Jana tells me things, then...
We've talked about that before here. You know, we have that struggle because many of us here, obviously, have been playing the game like almost from the beginning. You know, or within a year of its start or whatever else. And so, you know, you've got a lot of history and a lot of baggage you're bringing when you're having those kind of, you know, those kind of conversations about the game. And you remember the way things were and you remember the volume of players and the activity that was going on and the way fighting went and the stuff that happened outside the game and all that stuff. And, you know,
it's a different game.
Yeah, for those players coming in now, heck, they don't even go through New York.
And
so we don't even know that. I mean, unless you start up a mini and, you know,
we're telling them, finish New York. And they
start.
And they're going, oh, I can't because I'm stuck in the arena.
Some people still are.
you know. Yeah. But
like they let people out, but I still get comments from people saying they can't leave it.
Yeah, and see, so we don't even know that part of the game anymore. And then there was a time where there wasn't even the New York that we all went through.
No. You know,
there was the new
the
New
Manhattan.
York. Yeah, the Manhattan. And that's a challenge.
I never get
so
to see that.
We can't even talk. I mean, Jen gets to hear about it because she talks to so many people that, you know, help put information out on the blog. But, you know, I didn't have an account that had that. So we couldn't even talk to the type of jobs or what really your mission is inside that particular element. Yeah. So I'm really curious to see what the next destination is going to look like, regardless of what the city is or country or whatever they're going to do. Is really, I'm just more curious to see what the functionality is going to be. Will they add an option to do stamina jobs like what many people like about Vegas?
May as well. We're energy Robbie.
Isn't that what the arena is? A big stamina job?
Yeah, true. To a certain extent. But
I know. I'm just kidding.
It is, though.
But for those that don't even want to get involved with the whole fighting element of it, you know, and we took a bit of a criticism on one of our recent updates to Spartacus because, you know, we made it available to click out and see the people that you're actually fighting in an arena. You know, and some people got kind of bent out of shape that, you know, that we shouldn't have that ability, or you shouldn't have that ability because you could do profile lookups. And I'm like, you know, you can kind of get to that information anyway.
Well, yeah, you can do that manually.
Yeah.
And I tried to say on that argument that Spotcomb can't control the assholes in the game. Yeah. If somebody beats you in an arena and that person decides to attack your whole family for a week, like, that wasn't the intended purpose.
Yeah, you know, and if somebody's going that extreme, then, yeah, they're being moronic to begin with. I mean, you're not going to go out and start a whole family war over one fight in an arena. That's ridiculous. If you're doing that, then you do have some mental problems.
Yeah.
You know, that just doesn't make any sense. But, you know, I don't know. But, you know,
it's a learning tool, too, because you want to see how you could get better in an arena. So if you see someone that always beats you, you can look them up and look at their stats and
stalk them.
Yeah.
Well, but that's true too. And then, you know, that's another big question is what is considered a hard player against you? You know, cause we've always had sort of a general idea of what fits in those equations, but you know, it would be nice to actually go out sometimes and look at that profile and see, you know, the type of, you know, attack and, you know, the group equipment scores, I guess is what I meant to say. Yeah. So, yeah, I just think, you know, this game is all about looking up other people.
And that comparison is only defense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, and then there's been so many elements in this game that people are all about collecting information on other people. I mean, otherwise, the buckets wouldn't be necessary. The Mafia Wars lists, you know, people have been maintaining spreadsheets since day one. So there's all kinds of options for collecting information and you know, understanding your enemy or understanding your friends.
And I like that you can look all that stuff up right while the arena's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you just sit and stare at it, it's kind of boring. So you can look people up and like, oh, I know that guy. I've seen him in so many arenas. And you just hover your mouse over it and it pops up what family he's in. And,
right.
You know, if he's in your mafia, what his arena stats are.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that.
Yep. So.
So anything else you guys want to share tonight?
God, there's so much. Oh, we have a new boost in the, or not a boost, a power up.
Oh yeah,
and it's so
the freeze.
Stupid.
Explain that to me.
Yeah, the freeze makes no sense at all. Okay, first of all, I think Zanga needs to face the music and realize that probably 95% of their players in the arena are using a script. And the most common setting you're going to put on anyone using it knows to not attack players with the shield. So in essence, if you have a shield, nobody's going to attack you. So here comes the freeze. You can activate it on one person. And I went and played manually so that I could see exactly what the freeze does. And here's the deal with the freeze. You got your time. You only have 90 seconds to begin with. So you can activate it at any time if you're alive or dead. And then the way to choose your target is to shoot him. So as soon as you shoot that target, he'll get like a icicles pouring out of a circle.
Mm-hmm.
And then he cannot attack you and you get a shield. Well, that shield in turn does show up on the scripts so people won't attack you. So in that sense, I guess it would be like a ghetto reflector. It's a lot cheaper. But mm-hmm. with this, it only lasts 10 seconds. So if you activate it on a person that's about ready to get killed, guess what? Your freeze isn't effective because he can't attack you anyways because he's dead.
God, that sucks.
And then if you want to wait for him to use, you know, to shoot him till he's almost alive, well, then you got to sit there like a toad for 10 seconds. Like, there's not a lot of control over that. They should make it where you can click on the circle and then that's the one that can't attack you. Mm-hmm. But essentially, it's a waste. And it's only going to be around for 2 weeks. And then when it goes away, you'll get reimbursed. It costs 2 power cards to make or 1 reward point. So if you buy a lot of them, you'll get your money back if you once you realize they're stupid. Unless you use them for that strategic purpose of fooling the scripts.
Mm-hmm.
And right. Most people that use scripts don't use the power-ups unless they're running the script while they're watching it and clicking on them. Mm-hmm. I do that sometimes, but for the majority of the time, I just let my script run and come back when it's over.
Mm-hmm.
After smoke.
Yeah. And, you know, in all honesty, like, I'm taking advantage of the fact you can use scripts in the arena. But when it first came out, I was kind of hoping that it would be a manual only thing because I think it would be kind of the solution to everybody's running fight scripts. And it would give players that want to do manual things like a goal. And I only did manual arenas until I got all the achievements. And it's so much easier and nicer to use the scripts, but I think everybody's using the scripts. And it kind of lost.
Everybody is.
It kind of lost what I think it was intended for. And I don't think Zynga thought that, Spotcom would come out and discover technology that would make it possible.
Yeah. Surely they've known us long enough.
Well, the way they set it up to be separate from the game, I think they may have thought, oh, there's no way to make a script for this. Because I kind of remember them saying that when it was in beta testing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm reaping the benefits. I'm not complaining, but I just thought it would have been better for the game. But at the same token, if scripts hadn't been made available for it, I don't think there would be many players using it.
Oh, I can tell you I would not be in it. I mean,
same here.
I'd be in it long enough to do whatever these little mini adventures are with the arena and whatever, like when they have the seasons, and then I'll not use it again. It was just the way I felt like when they had the respect when you were constantly losing it. I said, I'll only go in when there's an arena event going on so that I wouldn't be losing it along the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and... Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the whole, there's, you know, elements of what manual and non-manual and all this other stuff. There are a lot of players that still do, you know, their intentions are to level. And if that's their gaming strategy, I don't think it should be stunted by, torn over it, I guess.
Yeah,
I know.
Because, yeah, I think there's elements of why people play this game. And for some people, their goals are different than what Zynga tells them their goals are. You know, and that's another aspect of why people play, you know. So for me, it's burning stamina, and it's the fastest way to do it now. And if fighting weren't so bloody slow, you know, with all these 500 errors for duplicate activity or whatever nonsense it's producing it for, overloaded servers or hemorrhoids, whatever, I don't know. Then
all of it.
Yeah,
all
then,
of
the... then, you know, we wouldn't be dealing with that. If robbing was faster, if we could gift power car, rob squads so that we can do, you know, whole board clears and, you know, one time, or Zynga turn it on and remove the stupid requirement for a rob squad. And
that's what they need to do.
Yeah, and just let people, do entire board clears in one shot. You know, that's another
option. You've said it over and over again.
Yeah,
I know they've heard you say it, so. Yeah,
wasted energy.
That's awesome.
You know, and I've never been
definition of insanity.
We go to that. I mean, that is constantly comes to my mind when I think of what we do, the game, just everything here is just the definition of insanity.
Yeah. Every week we do the
just keep doing the same every thing over week. And over and expecting.
And you know, results. Speaking of the respect, we got an extended over 7 days worth of no lose respect, and what this was done. It's essentially killed the rating system. Like, that's over. If Zynga thinks they have players rated appropriately, they don't. But, you know, people have over 5,000 respect now. So that's the whole system shot. And what they need to take note is that a lot of people have been having fun in the arena. You know, it's fun to go in and try different things. It's fun to, like, just get that one or two respect every couple of arenas and see it grow.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we've had a lot of activity in the arena, and I'm sure that has to do with the family event plus the snow losing respect. And I really would be interested in their metrics to see what's going to happen when this is over, which it ends in about 16 hours.
Right.
From when we're taping this.
Then everybody's going to go on a really fast decline. Really fast.
Yeah. And I already see people saying, oh, I'm not going back into the arena. You know, I have my respect built up to like 4,700.
Uh-huh. And I'm like, I'm so like, disrespected.
Well, part of me is like, do I stay out of the arena now so I can't lose any of it? Because I guarantee you when this is over, that number's going to just skyrocket down very quickly.
Right. And well, especially, yeah, especially if you're going to lose, if you end up in a last place and you lose 16 or 24 in one shot, that's been our biggest complaint. You know, I think, you know, that's Brandon hit on it and Mike has hit on it before too, is that, you know, a combination of, you know, you when you lose like three at a maximum.
Or maybe by the place, one, you know, two, three, four, and fifth place.
Or something.
And whatever place you're in is how much disrespect you lost.
Or maybe fifth and sixth, negative one, if you're in the middle, zero, and if you're in the top, like plus three, plus two, plus one.
Right.
At least make it make some sense.
Because right now, it does not reflect an accurate rating system. Mm-hmm. So I think, and I talked to Johnny Bravo, you might notice him, he's number one in respect. And that's his goal for playing the game. He wants to stay in that number one spot.
Right.
And for a long time, he struggled gaining respect because he couldn't find anybody to fight that would earn him respect.
Right.
He's just probably beating me up all
the time. I thought he was having a lot of fun with this, and I even said that in a post. And he wrote in a comment that, no, it's not fun because he thinks everyone else has it too easy now.
Right.
And that he thinks there should be a balance in that. You know, these no respect things are cool, but this one lasted way too long.
Well, but like we just talked about, if they put it where first place gets three, second place gets two, third place gets one, you know, fourth gets zero, fifth gets minus one, sixth gets minus two.
Yeah.
You know, then now you've got a fighting chance to make some progression.
Right.
It's understandable. You can make some sense of what happened.
Yeah.
And then if you're, you know, you get booted out of it and get that pop-up that says, you lost minus 25. You know what makes me mad about that pop-up? There's a share button. And I clicked on it once and it said, Jennifer came in sixth place in the arena. Do you think
you
want to
tell her? Buddy. You're going to go bragging that one out.
But you can do better.
I came in sixth place.
You know, and back in the day when I was working on my achievement, that would be like a whole day's worth of work.
Right.
It would make me so mad.
I like really was thinking about quitting this game during that time.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't stop buying reward points.
Yeah.
And it was for something stupid.
And that's the psychological aspect of this game that they can't lose focus on, is that people want to feel like they're accomplishing something. And the minute you really knock them down that peg that says you're not getting anywhere is when people start getting frustrated in this game. You know?
Uh-huh. It loses its appeal.
I mean, it's one thing. I mean, yeah, it has a negative, extreme negative repercussions of the idea of knocking people down so hard that they don't feel like they can get back up again.
Mm-hmm.
Was I watching a movie once and they were talking about that? Oh, it was the Hunger Games, and they talked about that hope is the one of the strongest emotions next to fear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And nobody likes fear, and that's why people don't go into the arena when you can lose so much.
But yeah, everybody's all over it right now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So as long as we can, yeah.
And it's funny because, like, before all this started, you would go try to do an arena and you'd have to wait for four people to join. Now, sometimes that took a while. And now it's like instantly there's six people.
Yeah. Which is good. I mean, that's what it needed. Otherwise, it'd be just another dormant aspect of the game.
Right. And if same with if scripts didn't work there, I don't think they would have many.
Yeah.
Because I thought about that when I was doing it manually. I was like, okay, so I have to click to join, wait 20 seconds, then wait 90 seconds, then get my rewards, then go try to find another. Well, that's like over 2 minutes a pop. Right.
So during this time, I have started my coffee. I like to go click the button, and then I'm like over there making a little bit of coffee.
And then
like,
you can't leave your computer.
And then I'm like, I got 2 minutes here, 2 minutes there.
Like with that 90 seconds when you do them manually, like my little Pomeranian, she tries to run the roost around this house.
She does run the roost.
She will physically attack my bulldog and violently, and I have to go break that up. Or
they think they are the biggest dogs in the world.
And that happened once when I was in an arena. So I have my laptop in one hand clicking, and I'm trying to pull her away from the bulldog. And it made me think, like, there's got to be a better way to do this. This was before scripts.
I often wonder, though, I'm always kind of curious how many people have actually destroyed mice and trackpads and everything else from all the incessant clicking.
I had to get a new trackpad.
Well, even Chester had to.
Yeah.
I've been through one trackpad and one mouse.
I don't use mice.
I don't either. And Jen and me are laptop players.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which a lot of people aren't, and they can't even imagine not playing with a mouse. But that's why I have tinnitus.
See? I guess. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yes, our computers get abused.
Well, guys, I think we need to wrap it up.
Yeah, probably so.
I think it's time to put a bow on it. Go to bed. It's readathon week, people. Tomorrow is Dr. Seuss Day.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Well, yeah, we don't put the show out on the same day, but
yeah,
so I have a big reading day tomorrow.
That will be Friday, the day after the show airs.
Yes, I will have read a lot.
Yeah.
And I'll try to throw in some of Jen's blog at the same time. Oh, yeah.
Favorite Dr. Seuss book?
I guess, you know, it's got to be The Places You Go.
Oh, The Places You Go?
I think that's just, I don't know, the one that has the most meaning to me.
Yeah.
But you got to love them all. I mean, he's an awesome artist. I have a friend Pete, yeah, you and I went to an art gallery.
Yep.
My friend Laura has these great Dr. Seuss sculptures and just some stuff that you can't even imagine that are just not out of the Cat in the Hat, we'll say.
Yep.
So really cool stuff. So I've always been a big Dr. Seuss fan.
I've always liked the Butter Battle book, and it always reminds me when we talk about things on the show, we talk about the guys working in the back room. You know, the Spocks building stuff in the back room.
Yeah. Little elves.
Reminds me of the guy that comes in, the chief yuckaroo that comes out and says, oh, I've got the boys in the back room really cooking up something now.
Yep. Good stuff.
All right.
Well, yep. Awesome.
Let's go.
Shout outs, anyone?
Oh, yeah. We do have shout outs.
Yeah. I have a shout out for Donna. I think her last name is Mendyke, if I say it right. And if
she doesn't like her last name to be said.
Okay, well then, Donna, I shout out her. And is she in the Ask family, Jen?
Yeah.
Well, she's so cool. Like, she knows I run Spartacus because I think she listens to the show too. Mm-hmm. And so other day she emailed me, and she's never talked to me before. And she wrote and said, you're in my arena, but I'm not hitting you. I don't want you to lose any respect. And I'm like, that's so nice. Thank you. I'm sorry that I'm hitting you at the same time. So, no, she's really cool, though. She's emailed me a couple times, so I wanted to give her a shout out.
Yep.
Jen.
Cool, Jen.
Well, ironically, I was going to do the same thing because
that's awesome.
My shout out will be to all the asses because we're really getting into this arena event. And in the beginning, we really weren't. And then she comes around and kind of keeps track of everything. And
she's the cheerleader. People.
Yeah. And I said that on the last one. She did the same thing. But they kind of screwed our system up because we had a little trick where everyone would lose all their respect. And so when they worked it back up, they would get a lot of first places. Uh-huh. And since Zynga made it, so no, you couldn't lose respect, we couldn't do that. And then it seemed like nobody cared and nobody was playing in arenas. So then we tried some new techniques and she kind of got the ball rolling with getting people motivated. And so now we're hanging in there. So I think we'll make the top 10.
Yeah. I would think she'd be a great person to have on your team. So
all the asses who are trying hard in the arena this week,
yeah,
rock on.
And to the ones who will stay in the arena when they can lose respect starting tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Petrie, I had to say that.
Yeah, you had pull out the Chester.
Sorry, nobody says it.
Yeah, hey, mine is actually to the Spock family. And then I got a little bit of a disclaimer, too. We've been knee-deep in a battle with the family I won't even mention on air. But anyway, and we've been going at it, and it's been pretty fun, I guess. Anyway, it's been going on a long time. And, you know, our family is not really a fighting family, but I'm very, very proud of everybody that stepped up and, you know, doing their best to do ices and all that other stuff.
Yeah, they're fun.
Yeah, it's been interesting. But I do want to clarify something because there's lots of confusion that goes on with the Spocks. You know, there's this belief out there in the world that every person that has Spock in their name is a part of the main Spock family, and it's kind
there's
of
quite a few.
Yeah, the problem is there's so many people that use our scripts that, you know, when we first started, yeah, the families were limited to 100, and we had Spock, and there was a Spock one, and then there was a Spock elite, and then there was someone else had Spock something else. You know, in the beginning, I think the intention was to make us all part of one big happy family, and we were there to support each other and everything else. But I think as the game went on, you know, like us and the Spock ones, we talk and we're cordial with one another. But, you know, we're going to fight them if they're on the fight list. They're going to fight us if we're on the fight list. And, you know, it's not a – they're not together with us, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so when people get attacked by a Spock one – they automatically assume that it's all Spocks that are fighting them. And I want to clarify that that's not the case. Now, whether or not people pay attention to what I say is another topic of conversation anyway. But the...
What was that?
Yeah, exactly.
What'd you say?
So anyway, but I do want to clarify that just like us as Spocks, the ones that are red tag Spock are just, you know, the main group. That's where Martin and Ike and I are. And
it's my boys.
That's where, you know, we have the main family that started when we had this whole family thing built in by Zynga. The Spock ones are an entire separate family. There's a godfather there that manages that family, and he runs a completely different game than we do. So to lump us all together into one big happy family, I think is kind of false. Like I said, we're all cordial. We all, you know, talk to one another, but it's not, you know, if people are going to pick a fight and they're going to pick a fight with all
you're
Spocks,
not necessarily allies.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, yeah, true. And
it's a free for all.
Yeah. People. If somebody's fighting us, that doesn't mean that all the Spock ones are automatically going to jump in and help us. That's not
right. We're losing too many daily users.
Yeah.
If
we're in a red tag fight, you know, with
it's
a family,
odd.
Then it's between us and that other family with the red tags. If somebody else is brought into the equation with another red tag or white tags or whatever else, then, you know, then you got a different thing going on, you know, and we seem to have that problem that when we're in a red tag fight with somebody and they're losing, then they start calling in reserves and then they, you know, anyway.
Well, I tell you, we always had so much fun in Meg fighting you guys in family battles and it was just fun.
Yeah.
You know, just good fun. Like, you know.
Yep.
So you but guys.
But I just wanted to clarify that's just because the Spock is mentioned in the name is not.
It's gonna be hating.
We're not the same.
It should be for fun, not out of jealousy and spite.
Yeah.
If exactly. You can do something better than someone, they shouldn't attack you for it. They should try to do better than you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't we all just get along? Yeah, man.
All right.
Let's call it a wrap.
Let's call it a night.
Sweet. That's your app.
Hey, Jen, where do you think they can find us?
They can find us on the web at informantpodcast.com. You can also find our fan page on facebook.com/informantpodcast.
Or you can leave us an email at tip@informantpodcast.com.
Hey, I think you can also find us on Twitter at informantpod.
And you can always leave us a rant on our rant hotline, which is 707-847-6852, 707-TIP-6852.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I wanna cross, get them crashing to the brand new world.